Yesterday, the Phoenix City Council unanimously approved a proposal to rename two streets in Phoenix, Robert E. Lee Street and Squaw Peak Drive, which officials referred to as S Peak Drive. That's because the term is a slur historically used against Native American women. The street's name has long been a matter of local debate. The mountain to which it leads used to bear the same name until it was renamed Piestewa Peak. That name honors Lori Piestewa, the first Indigenous American woman to die in combat on foreign soil. While the council's vote did not yet give the street a new name, it did pave the way for one, perhaps one that will also honor Piestewa or her fellow fallen soldier, Charles Keating IV. But the change does not come without controversy. Public testimony was emotional and heated at times. Some residents along the street advocated against a change, arguing that would place a burden on them. Here's resident Linda Grass commenting specifically on changing the name to Piestewa Peak Drive.
It may be familiar, but the folks that are familiar with it, who happen to drive up the street, head to the park, or hike the mountain, are not having to pronounce it and spell it daily, like the residents will need to do from now on when dealing with mail, deliveries, service calls, orders for products, and any business requiring use of the street name.
The majority of speakers dismissed those arguments. Resident Javier Torres argued the conversation was one for members of Indigenous communities, the people targeted by the slur.
I don't feel that we would do that to African Americans and tell them that the N-word is not offensive to them. I don't feel that we would do that to our Jewish brothers and sisters and tell them that anti-Semitic slurs should not be offensive to them.
Sutah Calling Last shared her own painful experience with the slur, including at a concert not so long ago.
I refused to dance with a white male, and we met each other again out in the parking lot after the concert was over, and it wasn't a face-to-face meeting. I heard, "Hey, you effing S," and just as I turned around to the direction of the voice, a full beer can flew past my head about a foot away and hit the ground in front of me.
Residents who live on both streets approved for renaming will rank and submit their top choices for a new name. Whatever they choose, the new names will not be in place before January. And you can find a list of the names up for consideration at kjzz.org.